Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Trust Loop: How Small Businesses Earn Repeat Customers Without Ads. Now let's dive in. While Starbucks spent millions on advertising last year, a tiny coffee shop in Portland built a waitlist of over 200 customers using zero ads. What they discovered was a psychological loop that every small business owner needs to understand, because it's the difference between chasing customers and having them chase you. Here's what most businesses get wrong. They obsess over acquiring new customers when the real money is with repeat customers, who spend 67% more than first-time buyers. But here's the thing about human psychology. We're wired to trust what feels familiar and personal. The trust loop starts with something beautifully simple: recognition, remembering names, preferences, past conversations. And this is where small businesses have a massive advantage, because personal recognition is nearly impossible at scale. But recognition alone isn't enough. Trust compounds through consistent micro-experiences, not grand gestures. Research shows it takes 5 to 7 positive interactions to build genuine customer loyalty. Think about that. Every single touchpoint either builds or breaks the loop. There's no neutral ground. Let me tell you about Sarah, who owns Brew & Tell in Portland. She was drowning against 3 chain competitors until she discovered this principle. Sarah started what she called the Tuesday Regular Program. She memorized 20 customers' orders and had them ready the moment they walked in. No apps, no technology, just human connection. Within 6 months, those 20 customers brought 180 friends and family members through her door. Sarah created a trust loop where recognition led to consistency, which led to advocacy, which brought new people into the recognition phase. No Instagram ads, no loyalty programs, just systematic relationship building. Because here's the truth about human behavior. We don't just buy products, we buy the feeling of being valued. So here's your framework, the 5-2-1 method. Start with 5 customers you can recognize and personalize their experience. Create 2 consistent touchpoints: greeting by name, remembering preferences, following up after purchases. Then implement 1 simple system to track what makes each customer feel valued. This works whether you're selling coffee, consulting, or software. The psychology is identical. Begin tomorrow. Pick your first 5 customers and document 1 personal detail about each. Start building your trust loop. Because in a world obsessed with scaling fast, the businesses that win slow by building genuine trust will own the long game. And that's exactly where entrepreneurs like us can outplay the big players. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.